This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg. Hi, Sam. Today, I'm going to treat you to a little story to start with.
Oh, sounds fun.
I basically read this a few times on the internet, so I do apologise if I'm plagiarising somebody else's story, but I'm going to use it because it's quite easy to adapt to your own purpose. So basically, there was this young man, very young, very handsome young man, walking down the street, and he got pushed into a hole in the middle of the street, and in this hole, he felt devastated, absolutely devastated. That how could this have possibly happened to him? Why did somebody push him into the hole? What on earth was he going to do about getting out of that hole? And he spent quite a lot of time in that hole contemplating his dilemma and what on earth was he going to do about it. But a few months later, he managed to drag himself out of that hole and continue on with his life. And actually, when he did walk down the rest of the street, it turned out that actually this new part of the street was actually quite a lot better than the previous part he was walking down before he fell in the hole. Mm-hmm. Now, the following day, he was walking down the same street, and lo and behold, he actually managed to fall down that same hole again. And you think, well, he's only got himself to blame, really, isn't he? But he was in the same situation. He was in that hole. And whilst he was in that hole, he thought, well, you know, okay, so it's happened to me again. I'm in this hole. Last time I was in this hole, it took an awful long time to get out of it. So let's have a bit of a contingency plan. So this time, he managed to pull himself at least halfway out. So he was able to actually enjoy the view and have a chat to a few people and just, you know, enjoy life a little bit whilst he's waiting for himself to have the energy to pull himself right out of that hole. And sure enough, within a few weeks this time, he did pull himself out of the hole. And yet again, walking down the street, that bit of street seemed just even that little bit sweeter, that little bit better than the previous part of the street he was walking down. So things were going well. Day three. You'll be glad to know this is the last day, so I'm not going to go on too much longer. Day three, he's walking down the street. Guess what happened?
Oh, yep. No.
He fell down that hole one more time. And in this hole, he was like, oh, this is great. I'm really glad about this hole because this means, A, I know how I'm going to get out of it. I know what I need to do. And the third bit's the best bit, because once I get out of this hole, I know that the rest part of that street is going to be paved with gold virtually by the time I get out there. Sure enough, within a few days, he gets out and he's walking down that street. And yep, indeed, those streets were paved with gold and things were really looking great. Mm. Now, of course, this gorgeous, handsome man who had this terrible experience was me. And what I was talking about there was actually being made redundant. Mm-hmm. So the first time I was ever made redundant, I was devastated. I really didn't know what to do with myself. But the second time I was made redundant, I knew what the feeling was like before, but this time I got myself a little temporary job, and it was a temporary job in a bar. So I ended up sorting out my social life and earning a little bit of pin money at the same time. So I was enjoying the social side of things. And the third time, I knew exactly what to do, didn't worry about it at all. And the reason why every time I got out of the hole it was a little bit better was every time I got a new job, I ended up earning a slightly higher salary as well. So I no longer worry about that hole. And I, hopefully that little story has explained some of the ways that people can rewrite their own story and their own way of thinking about how to deal with awkward, difficult situations that maybe have a bit of a recurring theme to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, Paul, especially at this present moment, there's a lot of events that feel like they're happening to us, that they're things that are slightly out of our control. And, you know, there are things like redundancies. There's certainly the economic pressure with a lot of companies that we've often thought of as the sort of foundation of our consumer society falling apart. And, you know, there's all these changes that we don't necessarily feel like we've got the ability to control. And yet the stories that we tell ourselves about these events and the stories that we tell others that we interact with really have a pretty amazing impact, or a pretty strong impact on the reality around us and how we feel about our lives.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely a thing that people quite often need to experience either repeatedly or over a long period of time to be able to learn to rewrite the story themselves and make it something that they have actually control over.
Mm, absolutely, because we can't often change the starting events of the story, but we can certainly choose how the story flows and what the results or the end of the story are going to be like for ourselves.
Yeah. At the beginning of my story, I was saying how I was pushed into that hole. But the second and third time, it didn't feel to me like I was actually being pushed into the hole.
Mm.
But life just, you know, allowed me to fall into the hole. So initially I was felt very victimized that yeah. It wasn't my fault. You know, somebody else made this happen to me. But the second and third time, it was just something that happened during my life. And I began to, from my previous experience, realize that A, there was a way out of it. And B, if I controlled the way out of it, then the actual path out of the hole was going to be paved with gold.
Mm. Well, I've certainly got an experience where my ending and my flow of the story these days is much, much different to how it started out as well. And that is that I have a permanent back injury, and yet it's something that I feel that I can manage, and really it doesn't have a major impact on my life these days. There are some things I choose not to do because I don't want to aggravate it, and yet there are, you know, there's certainly not a daily impact or a painful impact that holds me in its sway. And yet that wasn't always the case. The injury happened to me just after I'd turned 18 years old. It was caused by someone else's negligent driving. And so I also felt really victimized, and in fact, actually for 3 or 4 years felt pretty well crippled in what was supposed to be the prime of my life and physically speaking, one of the periods of my life where I should have felt at the strongest. And so it's had an amazing impact on me, and it's been an amazing journey to get to a place where I can actually see that in a much more empowering and positive light, and to know that I have choices about my back and my health and what I do and don't do, rather than feeling like those choices have been stripped away from me.
Mm, that's pretty amazing, and thank you for sharing that personal story with me and with all the listeners, because it's quite a difficult thing to comment on. So now that you've been through the experience of having a severe injury that was pretty much crippling, to now when you live with it on a day-to-day basis, but it no longer triggers that pain and that victimization sensation for you, what do you think is the key for you to make that change? Was it time? Was it some kind of activity? What was it that worked for you?
Well, it was actually an event that I'd gone to where I had somebody help me to focus on what I really felt was most holding me back, and then to really break through that. And at the time, I didn't realize that it was what I now think of as rewriting my story. But ultimately, that was the main difference between now and where I was all those years ago. And it's really interesting, because I think that my attitude to the injury was what really had an influence over my ability to start healing from that. And whilst I'd held on to the original story of feeling crippled and victimized, there was no way that my back was going to heal. And yet these days, you know, I sometimes wonder, whilst I still have problems with it occasionally, I sometimes wonder that if I had the scans done again, whether it would show a significant improvement in what I was originally told was a permanent injury. So it's amazing what the mind can do.
That's great, Sam. So basically what you're saying, that it sounds like to me, is that your awareness of the story that you were telling enabled you to actually start to rewrite your story. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the thing about the stories that we hold on to are that we're not only, telling ourselves those stories over and over to reinforce them, but we're telling them to other people. We're using them as our reasons or as our excuses. And so if we want to choose to change our stories, we first have to be aware of what the stories we're telling are. So one of the things is just to notice what you are telling people, you know, when you're talking about the current economic climate or your financial situation or, you know, anything that's important to you at this moment. What is it that you're telling people or repeating to yourself on a daily basis? And then if you really want to get to a point where you can decide whether that story is really serving you, there's a wonderful woman who first introduced me to the story of the idea of story as a tool that can help us, and her name is Christina Baldwin, and she said once that stories build bridges, but opinions build walls. And so, you know, once you discover the story you're telling about something, is that story helping you build a bridge to your future that you want, or is that story presenting you with a pretty daunting brick wall?
Brilliant, Sam. Well, we're out of time, and I just want to thank you for your honesty on the story that you've given us, and hopefully the story of me falling down a hole on a frequent basis also gives them a little bit of hope.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, Sam.
So just to summarise for our listeners, first of all, try to identify the stories that you're telling yourself and others and that you're probably reinforcing on a daily basis. You've then got the opportunity to potentially learn from that experience, particularly if it's one that you've come across or faced something similar to in the past. And thirdly, once you're aware of the story that you're telling yourself, you've then got the ability to choose if you need to rewrite it. So if the story is building you a bridge that you're happy to walk forward on, great. And if not, if you're facing a brick wall with this story, then enjoy playing with the ending and rewriting it. Have fun.